All right, it is beginning to look like an unusual Christmas in another key way. Forecasts are calling for snow in the Pacific Northwest and abnormally warm temperatures in the central U.S. and southeast. Bill Dager is a senior meteorologist for AccuWeather. He joins us now. Bill, welcome. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Not a problem.
So in this interesting twist here in the Pacific Northwest, there's a cold snap coming this weekend. It could snow in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, which would be very rare this time of year. What's on your radar there, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like Portland and Seattle may see their first white Christmas in a long time, about 13 years in Portland. It's a very rare occurrence when that happens, but does look like at least a coating to an inch, maybe two or three possible for Seattle and Portland here on Christmas Eve, lasting through Christmas Day. Just part of the latest cold, wet, snowy storm that's moving into the West. We've had a series of these systems as of late, and it looks to continue right through the holiday weekend. Not much sunshine happening out West for Christmas.
You know, I didn't realize that there is a technical definition for a white Christmas. Did you know that?
There is a technical definition. Yeah, you either have to have a 1 inch of snow on the ground or snow has to be falling at, I believe it is 8 in the morning, might be 7 or 8 in the morning, but that's the time, I guess, we're opening our gifts. And yeah, that's the definition of a white Christmas, believe it or not.
Well, I did not know that. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a white Christmas across parts of the West. There's some storms, it looks like, in the Sierra Nevada mountains that could bring up to 10 feet of snow. That's the kind of moisture that the Western United States really needs right now because of the drought. How much of an impact do you think we'll see up in the mountains?
Yeah, absolutely. They've been seeing snow quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. It will continue through the Christmas holiday and in the days after. And I just can't even imagine 10 feet of snow, but it is on tap for parts of the Sierra Nevada over the next few days, making travel very difficult, if not impossible, over the passes there. And as you mentioned, putting a good dent into the long-lasting drought out West. So it's sort of a net positive, even though it's impacting travel out there.
On the other side of things, there's a Christmas heat wave coming for the southeast and central United States this weekend. People who would normally be putting on coats this time of year might be able to wear a t-shirt outside. What can you tell me about the heat in other parts of the country?
Yeah, t-shirts, tank tops, and shorts are on the menu for Christmas Day. It looks like in a lot of the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and the southeast, some places this will be the warmest Christmas on record as temperatures soar into the 70s and even 80s, especially in Texas. That looks to be the place with the warmest readings ahead for Christmas Day. We can call it April-like warmth there as those temperatures challenge record highs. You know, much of the southeast, even outside of that swath of 70s and 80s, will be warmer than average, even 60s going into the mid-Atlantic.
A lot of people are still traveling today, and we know that airlines have canceled thousands of flights, mostly because of the Omicron variant of COVID. Do you see anything on this weather map that would cause travelers any more problems across the country?
Yeah, obviously, we still have the issues out West impacting a lot of airports. We saw some heavy rain in parts of Southern California. And of course, we have the snow in the Pacific Northwest. So that's going to cause some issues. And also the Northeast dealt with some snow overnight. So that has made for some slippery travel, although that's moving out and it looks like it won't impact air travel. Gusty winds also something on our radar moving through the Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley. So that could cause some delays perhaps in the airports there. But, you know, it's mainly just limited to the West Coast where the worst of the weather is here over the next 24 hours.
All right. Bill Dager, senior meteorologist and morning radio broadcaster for AccuWeather. Thank you so much for this update and for making some time for us on the holiday. Have a great day.
Not a problem, Peter. Have a good holiday.
You too.